Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we're going to start the show by telling you that you are awesome. We exist in, I think it's like over 50 countries now, only because you all are awesome. You spread the word, you tell your friends, you leave us rating reviews, you subscribe, you rate, you review, all that cool stuff. Keep up the good work. As long as you keep doing that, we will keep cranking out a metric ton of super fantastic content just for you. Today, we are talking with my new best friend, Jesse Hogg from Bruton Cleaning Services. Jesse's just starting out in Bruton, Alabama. If you want to reach out to Jesse and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.brutoncs.com. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
I'm very excited to talk with you, sister. We've got Mutual Love Fest right here in front of your very eyes and ears, YouTube/iTunes people. So tell us a little bit about you. How'd you get in the cleaning business? Are you married? Are you single? Do you got kids? What's going on in Bruton, Alabama? Is your football team winning? We want to know everything.
Yes, we are. We're a small town where hospitality is alive and well, and football is apparently what we are all about. But as for me, I am married, and we have four fur babies. We have two cats and two dogs. And how I got started with my cleaning company, I guess it really all started with YouTube. I got hooked watching cleaning channels. And I have an affinity for wanting things to be clean, organized, that sort of thing. And I actually just started a new position where part of my duties is to clean the facility overnight. And I just got to the point where I realized that I love the cleaning, but I'm tired of being an employee and kind of all the drama that comes along with that. And so I said, you know, why don't I just clean full time by starting my own company? I mean, other people have done it. So, I mean, why can't I?
Preach it. Far be it for me to get in your way, young lady. I'm loving that story. How long has it been since you made the commitment to own your own business?
Goodness. Probably a month. I've really just been trying to study up on material. You know, you don't know what you don't know. It's that sort of thing. So I'm trying to find all the information that I can, you know, online. And at this point, you know, I was actually knocking on doors today. You know, I got all the insurance, the bonding, all that good stuff. And so I'm just ready to, you know, get in there and start cleaning.
All right. Well, I'll make you a deal. I'm going to give you some advice that you're not asking for. And then I'll answer any questions you actually have. First and foremost, nothing happens until somebody makes a sale. So my first goal ahead of everything, logos, insurance, business licenses, LLCs, all that good stuff, would be to get someone to agree to give you money to clean something for them. Once that happens, you are a real business. You've got your business. Everything else will come after that. So that's the advice that you didn't ask for, maybe didn't even want. What's going on in your world that I can help you with that you actually do want? How can I bring some value to your world?
Well, I would like to know about what kind of information I should be giving my prospect when I'm at the point where I'm giving them the bid amount. You know, what information should be in there to kind of help either close the sale or make them feel comfortable, that sort of thing.
Gosh, I love that question, probably because I'm a huge nerd, and this is one of my favorite parts. When I back and have my brick and mortar business, I loved blowing people away with super cool bids that showed that I understood their pain and was going to make their life better and how just cool life was going to be with me. So I love that question. So glad that you asked it. The full answer is in the Clean Profit Method. We just rolled it out. It's growmycleaningcompany.com. That is step 6, is all about setting appointments, doing the job walk, and then the third and my favorite module, 6.3, shock and awe, which is how you actually put together a package that is going to blow them away. So I'm going to do the best that I can in the time that we have, but I would encourage you and Clean Nation to go check out Clean Profit Method. It is cheap. It is amazing. It's everything you need to grow a cleaning company. That said, you are going to want to literally, first of all, always do it in person. Are you residential or commercial?
Commercial.
Got it. Okay. So always do it in person. There's two schools of thoughts kind of on the residential. We'll save that for another day. If you are commercial, there's one school of thought. I mean, anyone that tells you just email bids, nutballs. So always do it in person. Look to have a shock and awe package, not just a couple pages of boilerplate legal sounding stuff with a number at the bottom. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to put in that. All right. And I'm going to tie this into step four of, again, Clean Profit Method is language, lead magnets, and landing pages. One of the lead magnets that I suggest that you do, and you're like, whoa, you just changed the subject. What happened? I'm coming back. I promise. I'll get there. One of my favorite lead magnets is, like, for commercial, would be five things you must know before you hand over the keys to your cleaning company or to your business, to a different cleaning company, right? Five ways a cleaning company can put you out of business. And then you're going to use that opportunity, right? They're, hopefully, if they're at your website, and they see that, they're going to be interested. I need these five ways. I don't want to lose my business. I don't want to hand my keys over to crazy people. They're going to download that, and you are going to teach them how to buy. You're going to say things like, make sure that their work is guaranteed. Make sure they've got insurance, both general liability and workers' comp. Make sure they do background checks. By all means, be sure that they've got insurance. Picture ID. Make sure they have a clear list of what they will do, what is included, what's not included. So you're going to train them how to buy. And if you do a good job at that, if they get another bid, God forbid, they're going to go, well, where's your unique selling proposition? Is your work guaranteed? I don't see a copy of your insurance in here. What's going on? And you're really teaching them how to buy properly, and properly is the way that you're going to sell. So this works better with that. I wanted to make sure we didn't just do the bid end. We set them up properly. This works even better if at the beginning of your relationship, you're teaching them how to buy. And then when at the end of your relationship, you're selling the exact way you've taught them how to buy. Does that make sense?
I'm nodding my head on the air side of the phone in agreement.
That works terribly for podcasts, but the you explaining it made everybody feel, take a deep breath of relaxation. So that list I just hit over real quick, I'm going to give it again. What should be in your bid should be the same thing on your lead magnet, which says, here is how to, five things you must know when doing a cleaning business. First and foremost, I would always guarantee my work. All my stuff's guaranteed. I would recommend you guarantee it. Whatever that means, double your money back. If you don't like it, we'll do this. You know, we'll give you a hug. We'll give you a puppy. Whatever you do, you must guarantee your work. Where if you don't do what you say you're going to do, you do something better. You remove the risk. Nothing can go wrong. Money back guarantee is kind of standard. That's great. And again, I think in step three, we go over exactly how to brand it and do it right. But you want to guarantee. If you've got a unique selling proposition, put that in there, right? Domino's changed the industry with, hot fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That's a guarantee and a unique selling proposition. Geico has made millions, if not billions, on 15% in 15 minutes. So if you've got a USP, put that in there. Those are the first two things, USP guarantee. Second, don't just tell them you've got insurance. Put a copy of at least the front page of your workers' comp insurance. Circle your limits and put a little note saying you want to make sure you're covered. Put your general liability and your workers' comp so they know you're all your workers' compensation. They know you're above board. If you do background checks, I think you should. Put a sample, not of any human, but put a sample background check with the name and number of your background check company so they can go, wow, I feel fantastic. References. I'm a huge fan of lots of references. If you go to my website, you won't just get one person saying I'm amazing. You'll get 20 or 30 or 40. If you go to the Facebook group, you'll get hundreds. So don't just give like references available upon request. That just says I'm lazy. Don't just do three references like everybody else. Give them 20 references. I coach my one-on-one clients, and I think we do this is like step five in the Clean Profit Method. How to do God bless it. My words lost me. How to do a case study, right? Where you and I've got these. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/case-studies, you'll see how I do them. Where you sit down with your client and say, what was your life like before? What is your life like now? What made you change? How is that like? Provide a bunch of case studies of other people that went through the same transition that they're going through. Obviously, you're going to give the bid, how much it costs. That's going to be at the end because that's hopefully the least important thing once you've showed them how much you understand their pain and how you can solve it. And then a clear list of what you will do and most importantly, what you won't do. Right? A lot of people put what's included, but they don't put what's not included. And that gets scope creep, right? Right. So a month later, 2 months later, like, hey, would you mind doing this or doing that? You go, absolutely, we'd love to do it. But if you look at the original bid, that's not included. Here's the cost for that. We'd be happy to start that anytime that you like. So just to review real quick, USP, guarantee, general liability insurance, workers' comp insurance, as many references and case studies and people saying testimonials, people saying that you're awesome, reviews, all the positive stuff from your community that you can get, uniforms, picture IDs. Make sure that you have a picture of a picture ID in there. Give them a free uniform top so they have it just to show them how much you appreciate them. The bid and a list of what you will do and won't do. And again, this is all step six of the Clean Profit Method, but find a way to make it shocking and amazing. Put it in a box, a package that blows them away with balloons or something like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun just getting the bid. What would it be like if I was actually a customer of theirs? Woo! All right. I think I'm lightheaded. I talk way too much and way too fast, and everybody will give me angry emails how fast. I'm sorry in advance. Where are we at, Jesse? Questions, comments, rude remarks? How are we doing?
No, perfect, perfect.
Good, because I think I'm all out of good ideas. I'd have to start making stuff up if you wanted more. Any other follow-up questions, or are we ready to hit the lightning round?
I'm ready for the lightning round.
All right, I have high hopes. Just so you guys know, Jesse and I spoke a couple minutes beforehand, and this lady is prepared, so I have no pressure, but I have high hopes for this sister. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Be who you are. I can't be exactly like Mike or anyone else. So when you go to see your clients, you need to be yourself and play to your own set of strengths.
Couldn't agree more. You guys hear me get on my soapbox about core values and how important they are. One of my core values is be real. And it's so much, if you know who your core values are and you're able to communicate those clearly and you're just being a good version of that, you never have to worry about, I got to pretend like I'm the business owner. Oh, I got to pretend like I'm the boss. I got to pretend like I'm this or I'm that. You can just be you. I think that's good for life and business, sister. Well played. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made? Now, this is going to be fun for you because you're just starting, but just so you, we're so good at making mistakes quickly. So I know you've made at least one. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far?
Not getting feedback from others before taking action. Other people may have a different perspective, which might save you time, money down the line. And I've already learned this from experience.
Love it. So I'm going to even add, not just not getting feedback, but actually listening to feedback. Everyone's good at getting feedback. No one's good at taking the feedback and actually putting it into practice. So well said. I actually just had one of my favorite one-on-one clients today. I told him how amazing he was. He's got a huge business. I think they're doing 30, 40 million a year. And I just told him how much I appreciated how smart this guy. He's very smart. I love coaching him. He's so quick. But he's probably he takes feedback and coaching better than all of my other clients, right? I've got a lot of other guys that have far smaller businesses that are like, well, I don't think that'll work, or well, that won't work in my industry, or that won't work in my business, or I'm out of the company, whatever, excuse. And they get those results. This guy has the right to go, hey, I'm smart. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've got a massive business. I don't know if that's going to work. He's the most coachable guy I've got. So I've just found the more successful you get, the more coachable you are. You are wise beyond your years, young Jesse. Last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy to implement right as soon as this podcast is over that can go put into practice and make their lives just a little bit better, or their business?
It is absolutely worth investing in yourself and your business by purchasing programs and resources from mentors that you trust. You're going to save time, money, frustration in the long run if you spend that money now to learn from someone who has years of experience under their belt. And I'm not advertising you. Well, I kind of am, but I did that by joining Mike's Clean Profit Method Program, and it literally has put me light years ahead of where I actually should be.
I got to say, Jesse, not talking about me, because you said the key thing, mentor that you trust, anyone that's been there and done that, someone that's achieved the results that you want. And if you go, wow, Mike's a big blowhard loudmouth, fine, that's okay. But that doesn't mean you don't need a mentor. So I really want to encourage Cleaning Nation, whether it's the stuff that I have for free or for paid or other people, as long as they're people that you connect with, you share core values with, they've actually gotten the result that you want to get. By golly, pay them, whether it's saying, hey, I'll take you out to dinner, or real money, or babysitting their kids, or whatever you need to do. You are so not kidding. You can at least make, my hopes and dreams for Cleaning Nation is that you guys will make different mistakes than I've made, but at least not make the same mistakes. And I would have killed. When I had my cleaning business, it was right before the internet was huge. And there really wasn't this kind of resource out there. And my goodness, to have not just me, but there's other coaches out there that are great with the kind of knowledge and experience to share, it would have saved me just decades of time and headache, and I hate to say it, but hundreds of thousands of dollars in money. So couldn't agree more, Jesse, with the concept. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. We went fast. This has been short, but you got me all fired up and I talked even faster than normal. But thank you for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing your passion, starting out with us. You're the perfect guest we'll have back on in 6 months and hear how things are going with you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out show notes page, if you want Cleaning Profit Method, everything we've talked about today, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.